Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. So, in this video, I want to talk to you about the secret sauce, the bit that you absolutely must include in your marketing if you want to get some tremendous results.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So in this video, we're going to talk to you about the secret sauce that you need to have in your marketing if you want to get some really good results. And it's really obvious, and we've talked about this before, but also we see a lot of people not actually doing it. So the little bit of secret sauce that you absolutely need in your marketing right now is for you to go live. Now, this is what we've learned. When we have a client who just produces content and we produce content on their behalf, yeah, they get some results, okay? But also, when we have a client and they just do loads of lives but no other content, yeah, they get some results. But the thing that gets the most results is a combination of those two efforts. So somebody who goes live, has regular content going out, that combination right there of those two things is just phenomenal. That is the bit that will get you the results. Now, we've been testing this, so I've not gone live for a long time, okay? Since like the last 3 months, I decided, let's just have a break, let's not go live. This week and part of last week, in fact, all of last week, I've gone live every single workday, Monday through Friday, and suddenly the amount of leads that we're getting through now, people wanting to speak, strategy sessions, websites, landing pages, Facebook ads, content, the difference is phenomenal. Now, you could also argue, by the way, we're going into Christmas, leads are less, but we'd stopped actually going live in October, and it was almost like turning off a tap. When we stop going live, it is literally like turning off a tap, and the leads slow down. Now, they didn't stop, and the reason why they didn't stop, I suspect, is twofold. One, the previous content that we'd put out, all of the other lives, some people are still finding that. You know, the iTunes podcast is still live, the YouTube videos are still live, and so on. And then the second reason is that we had a set amount of content that was going out all of the time, out onto my social media platforms. And so because of those two things, I don't think it switched off entirely. But as soon as I started going live once more, boy, the difference was palpable. It's a word. The difference was significant. Now, I can't understand why people just don't go live. It's like, they say things like, yeah, but I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way I sound. And I'm like, dude, I'm talking to you. I can see what you look like and I can see what you sound like. I'm not put off. I don't want to no longer speak to you or anything like that. It's just who you are. So you need to go live. We've been saying this for 5 years. We've had a podcast show for the last 5.5 years. 6 years in June, I think. Or is it 7 years in June? And it's absolutely gone amazing. We've learned so much. But our first couple of podcasts, dreadful. Right? Go back and listen to them. They were just awful. I was just trying to be... I don't know what I was trying to be. A newsreader. I was trying to be different. I was trying to be putting on a show. Whereas now, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just me. And some people are going to love it, some people are going to hate it. Either is fine, as I've said a million times. Those that love us, they'll buy from us. Those that hate us, they ain't ever buying anything from us anyway. And they'll never waste my time getting on a strategy call if they already don't like you. So I'd prefer it, to be honest with you, if I knew if someone hated me or liked me before we even got on that call, to save having a wasted phone call. But this is what going live will do for you. It'll qualify people in, those are the people that actually do want to spend some time with you and work with you. And it also qualify those people out, those are the people who don't like your jokes, who don't like the way you sound, who don't like your northern twang, who don't like your yellow hoodie, who don't like the way you talk, who don't like what you talk about, who don't like your opinions. I mean, there's a million things that people are going to hate you over. And I'm like, look, if you're going to hate me. Don't mess about. What are you wasting time for? Hate me straight away. Don't waste 2 years and waste my time as well. But one of the ways in which you can accelerate that is by going live. People are going to hate you a lot faster if you go live, trust me on this. But also, people are going to like you a lot more very early if you go live as well. So, look, the secret sauce is you going live. It's not videos like this. This is not a live video. This is simply a pre-recorded video. We'll put this into a podcast as well. But you going live is where it's going to be at. That's where the secret sauce is. Now, just test it for a month. Go live Monday through Friday. Get some graphics made up. If you're one of our clients, it's included in your package, in your content package. Just come and speak to us and we'll get that done. If you're not a client of ours, why are you not a client of ours? It's £400 a month just to get you started, and it's like ridiculously low and ridiculously cheap for the amount of value that you get. So you've really got no excuse other than the fact that you don't want to grow your business. And I know if you've got a business, you definitely want to grow your business. You definitely want to get out in front of more people so those other people know that your business actually exists. We know that this is what you want to do, and yet people are not putting out content and they're not going live for this fear, for whatever this fear happens to be. Let's talk about fears a little bit. I'm not good enough. People won't like it. People don't think I'm an expert. Like, I'm not an expert. What the hell am I an expert in? We've done some stuff well. We've got a digital marketing agency. Does that make me an expert? I have no idea. The Zulu Principle is a book that springs to mind when we talk about expertise. So this is a book about a guy, and he wanted to learn about Zulus. So he'd go to the library, and there's nothing, and he'd try and speak to experts on Zulus, couldn't find one. So he says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go live with a Zulu for 6 months. I'm going to go live with those guys and see what life is like. So off he goes. He goes to Africa, and he goes and lives, finds a Zulu tribe, and asks if he can live with them. Comes back out, writes a book about it. He's the foremost expert on Zulus now, because nobody else had actually ever done that. And the only level of expertise he had, he didn't know anything. He went and lived with them. 6 months later, that's his expertise. Now, as an expert, you don't have to know everything and be correct on everything. You just know how to do stuff. And whatever it is that you've got, let's say you're a mortgage broker and you get mortgages for people, does that put you at an expert level? Of course it bloody well does. Are you getting the best mortgage for your clients at the time? Of course you are. So that's your expert level. What else do you do? Can you talk about positive mental attitudes? Of course you can. Have you gone through a period in your life where you felt really down and you did something and now you feel really good? Of course you have. We all have. And these words of wisdom are so vital, they're so important. I get emails weekly. It used to be daily, now they're weekly. We didn't go live as much. But we still get them, okay? And these emails are people saying, do you know what, Dan? That's the best one I've heard. That bit there, this thing that you said, oh, I just needed that kick up the arse, Dan. I needed to know this one little thing that you find it hard as well, Dan, sometimes, that you're feeling the results of the COVID pandemic and the boredom and just the sheer what's the pointedness of it all. Thank God you're feeling that too. I thought I was on my own when I was feeling those things. And it's just people relating to you. Because this is what happens. When you go live, you're going to get people who are going through or are experiencing exactly what you're going through and experiencing as well. And that makes you more personable in front of them. So look, I hope that's useful. I hope that's something that you think, you know what, Dan? Let's go live. We know it's a secret sauce. Best of luck with it, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.